There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone and welcome to episode 127 of Internet Marketing. My name is Andy White.
And my name is Kelvin Thomas Newman. I never normally include the middle
name. We've got something in common. Both of us have got a middle name of Thomas.
I did not know that. We've known each other for what? How many years, Andy? And
At least one. My mother was going to call me Andrew John Thomas, but she dropped the John.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So today we're talking about link building tools. Mr. Newman, you've got a few link building tools to tell us about.
Yeah. Well, me and Andy were having a bit of a nose back through our stats and the download figures and that. And one of the things that really stood out while looking through that process, and I recommend anyone who's got any kind of content to look back through their stats, is quite how popular the news and tools episodes are of the podcast. And it's not ones that we've been doing as much of recently. So what I wanted to do was to share some tools, particularly around link building, because I've been at quite a few conferences recently and I've shared a few of the tools myself and also picked up on some that other people have used along that process. So this is particularly for people who want to get more links to their websites, but also it sort of overlaps quite a bit in terms of social media. So there's some particular tools that I've come across that I thought people would find really useful and handy. Now, the first of those is it's a company and service called Toluna, which is spelled T-O-L-U-N-A, which I always spell wrong, but that is how it's spelled.
Toluna.
Toluna. Now, what they have is a really interesting service based around getting market research or survey data. Now, probably the easiest way to understand how Toluna works is to give you an example of how I've used it for a client site visibility. So this was for a client. It was quite a few months ago now, in the run-up to Valentine's Day. And they had an event going on around Valentine's Day. So we thought, well, we could do some press releases about this, but really we need some meat. You know, a company does what they do isn't really that newsworthy. So we said, okay, well, what can we do? And, you know, we understood from a PR perspective, but also online, a great way of getting some attention is to have a stat, a statistic, some data behind what it is that you're doing. So we wanted to do a survey. So the question we had was, and this was with a week to go to Valentine's Day, how many people had romantic plans for Valentine's Day?
How nice.
So we did the survey, and I can't remember the precise statistics off the top of my head, but it was something like 79% of people didn't have plans for Valentine's Day. So that was great for us for this, because it was actually a kind of a girls' night out type event. So it was a, don't have a boyfriend or your husband's not romantic enough to take you out for a meal. Instead, go and do this thing with your girly mates. So that was really good. And then we were able to turn that into a press release. We were able to pitch that to journalists. Now, the problem with that is that normally with those types of research, you've either got to have a big mailing list of customers already who you ask them to carry out the survey and you might give them a prize for it, or you have to go to a market research company and that can be quite expensive. And for link building, really you want cheap ideas that you can try as many of them as you like, and if a few of them work, that's really good. If they don't work, they've not cost you too much money. That's the best approach to pretty much any online marketing. And that's where Toluna comes in. So basically they have a big mailing list, for want of a better description, big network of users who get paid to fill in surveys. Now, it's not a lot of money, and I wouldn't recommend people go and do that to make money for themselves. But as a marketer, it means I can tap into that audience, ask them a series of questions, and get a response back.
It's a sort of ready-made mailing list that you can survey.
Yeah, and you can survey them. And you can specify whether you want people with a certain gender, country, interest, all these different areas. So and it's really quick. Like, well, the first time we did it, and this was the first one we did back in February, we thought, okay, well, we need 3 or 4 days to get this data back. And we set it up at like midday, and we'd got all the results in by 12:30.
So in half an hour.
So you can specify how many people you want to survey, and I think we did 150 for that one. So relatively small numbers.
Do you presume this is a paid service?
It's a paid service. Yeah. So you either go, I want 25, 50, 100, 150, and I think you go up to like 5,000 or something like that. And the price is scaled on the number of people and the number of questions you're asking. But for a simple survey for a press release, where you maybe want to survey 150, 250 people with one simple question that's like a yes, no, or a multiple choice, it's about sort of £40. So
can you filter the type of people?
You can. Now, it's not really, really specific, like you might if you were doing some proper in-depth market research. But say for us on that one, it's like, well, we wanted women in the UK and what their answer was. But also, you get data back about the people. So we knew that actually, of that 79%, those who are over 50 had a different percentage, and those that were under 25 had a different percentage. So you can get that data out as well. So yeah, so great for PR-style approaches. Taluna, check that out. Next one is... not really a tool, but kind of a technique that's quite simple to explain. And so in link building, writing content for other people's websites can be a really good idea. And one of the ways that most people do that is by guest posting. So guest posting is Andy might have a blog. I write a blog post for Andy's site. Andy gets a great bit of content. I get a link back from Andy's
blog. I've done that before, guest posting.
Yeah. And the problem for that can be, well, how do you find people to guest post for? Now, if you know them, it's brilliant, but what if you don't know people? Now, the way that many people would do that is they trawl around finding blogs, then approaching people who might never have heard of guest posting.
I'm listening intently here, Kelvin, because this is me.
Okay. So, yeah, and if you're trawling around trying to find those people who, and you contact the blogger and say, can I write a guest post for you? And like, well, what's a guest post? You've already kind of lost, you know, it's going to be harder to convince them. So, what I try to do is find websites that have already published guest posts. Because if they've already published a guest post in the past, they're therefore more willing to accept them.
And how do you do that, Kelvin?
So, two ways. First of them is the one that I kind of used most frequently and recommended in the presentation. And the second one was suggested to me after giving that presentation as someone who had a follow-up on it. So the first is you go into Google, you type in URL, or one word, so I-N-U-R-L.
Yeah.
Put a colon after it, then write the word category, then forward slash, and then guest, right? After that, so it's category slash guest.
Yes.
All of that is one word, no spaces in it.
So it will search for URLs with that string in the URL.
Yeah, right. Then what you need to do is after that, put a space and put in a keyword related to your business. So you might put in URL category slash guest, and then write the word podcast. Right, so that would give you anyone who's ever published a guest post about podcasting, where they've used the URL category slash guest post or category slash guest, right?
Yeah.
So that will only bring up people who have categorized their website in that way, but you will find in pretty much any keyword, probably 50 or 60 decent websites that have taken guest posts related to your topic.
I've just tried it and it works.
Yeah. And the problem with that then is that, well, what if they didn't use that categorization, right? So if I take a guest post from Andy on the Site Fizz website, I might actually categorize that under podcasting rather than guest.
Yeah.
So that's that search that I've just done there wouldn't have brought that up. But there's actually a really interesting thing that most of the blogging platforms do. Where they specify who the author is. So actually, rather than setting Andy up on my blog as a full-blown writer, I might have an author set up called Guest Posts. And any of the guest posts I take, I put under that author name.
Yeah.
So to find those type of ones, you write in post author, all one word, put a colon, then follow that by the word guest. So this is no spaces, in post author, colon guest.
In post author is one of these strange Google keywords that you put right at the beginning.
Yeah, and it limits the search results to... So basically what you've then done is that has limited Google to only blog post where the author name is guessed. So I could do it similarly in post author colon Kelvin and find any blog post that had been written by anyone called Kelvin. And then what you need to do is put a space and put your keywords in. So in Andy's example, you put in post author colon guest podcasting. And that will bring you different results to the previous one. So between those two search results, you can hit some really good, you know, guest post opportunities. So, yeah, worth checking that out. I understand most of you when listening to this podcast, you're on the move, you're on the road, you're, you know, down the gym, you know, walking your dog. So you probably won't be able to remember that. So I will include in the show notes exactly how to do that.
I've just tried it and I can verify it does actually work. In post author, colon guest space podcasting has brought up.
So if someone
4,000 odd results.
Yeah. Now what you then need to do is process them and look and see which ones are legitimate and which ones aren't, but you'll find some. That's most definitely the
just
case.
Just as a side issue, Kelvin, these what are they called, these funny little words you put at the beginning of a search string? They Google sort of...
Yeah, like, there's not like an official name for them, really. Right. I kind of call them Google syntax.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like query modifiers or...
Yeah, they're almost like commands, aren't they?
Yeah, search command. I think search commands is the most common way that other people refer to them.
Yeah, it's worth having a look at how many there are, because I never realised there was an in-post author one.
Yeah, there's loads. I mean, the in URL, in post author, site to restrict us to your site.
Yeah,
You know,
link.
There's loads of them. So, in fact, maybe that's I'll pop that in the
episode. Episode in its own right, Kelvin. Sorry, I'm interrupting. No, what was the next tool that you were going to talk about?
The next tool is it's actually an API, and I don't use the API, but it's Qwerly, which is spelled Qwerly.
Qwerly.
And Qwerly is an API. I don't use the API, but if you go to Qwerly's homepage, which is qwerly.com, and type in someone's Twitter address, it might have their email address. If you put in their email address, it'll show you what their Twitter account is. If you've got their Facebook, you know, so it makes these connections between different profiles. Now, why is that useful? That's useful because I know that if someone wants to ask me a favor, they could email me. And I'll get that email, it'll sit on my to-do list, and I'll get round to it.
Yeah.
If someone at messages me, I'll see it within minutes because I've always got Twitter open. So if I want someone to link to me, actually, I might be better approaching them on Twitter or Facebook or LinkedIn than actually on email or vice versa. You know, okay. I might have someone's Twitter. So Qwerly allows, it's not perfect, right? So if I put my name in there, it doesn't bring it all up.
It does sound a bit like the police national database.
As a starting point, if you want to try and find out people who you know on emails, Twitter account, try Qwerly as a means of doing that. Dead simple, quick tool. No more time spent on it than that, really, but it's worth interest.
So it's just a way of finding out whether they're on Facebook, etc., Twitter, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant.
And next on my list is a simple tool called... now, sometimes you'll have a list of websites and you want to see which has got the most links. Now, many of the tools out there, Open Site Explorer, which is, you know, they've actually confirmed they're closing now. Yahoo Site Explorer, they've confirmed closing. Yeah. Right. There's alternatives like Majestic SEO and Open Site Explorer. But they're not great at querying lots of websites. So you've got 20 websites, you need to know which one's got the most links. Backlinks.in, so backlinks.in, IN being for India, is an open field which allows you to cut and paste in a list of, I think it's up to 50 websites, possibly even a few more, and tell you which of those, how many links they've got. Now, it doesn't give you all the in-depth data you get from Majestic, that you get from Open Site Explorer, but it's quick. And in fact, it actually pulls the data from Open Site Explorer. So it's the same data, but just a quicker means of getting to that. So if you've got a list of competitors, you want to see who has the most links, use backlinks.in, you'll be able to get it very, very quickly.
That's interesting. I'm just playing with it now. Carry on talking. That's cool.
And the final tool that I've got is called Crowdflower. Now, some of you in the States may be familiar with a service provided by Amazon called Mechanical Turk.
Now, I do know that one.
Mechanical Turk allows you to do is outsource small tasks for small fees to groups of individuals. Now, you can use that in lots of different ways. It might be, can you find me a picture of this word? Or can you find me the email address on this page? Or do you think this keyword accurately describes this photo? And all these types of things. So it's great for simple, repetitive tasks. The problem is, you can't get that all across the world, they kind of limit you to having a US postal address to do that.
Mm.
And, you know, I've kind of seen it as quite useful for, okay, well, maybe I need to find out, you know, I need to find someone's Twitter account, or, you know, I need to find out the email address of this website, or I really like this podcast author. Here's 20 podcasts I listen to. I'd like to find out, you know, who the, what the date they were first published and how many episodes they've got, you know, that type of, you know, it's not a complex task, but there's lots of them and I don't necessarily want to do them. I can get other people to do that. Now, the problem with that is, yeah, you couldn't do it in the UK. You can do it in the rest of Europe. So there's another similar website. I've not used that extensively, but some people who I really trust use quite frequently, a website called Crowdflower, which is similar to Mechanical Turk. It's where you can get lots of people to do simple tasks that potentially might be quite repetitive. So worth checking out if you've always wanted to use Mechanical Turk, but haven't been able to because you're in the wrong country. Check out Crowdflower.
Well, that's very useful information. Shall we call it a wrap?
I think that's it, yeah. I mean, if anyone comes across any websites or tools that they think other podcast listeners would find interesting, do let us know. You can either send us a message on Twitter using the hashtag IMPC or drop me an email. So that's Kelvin, which is kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. That's site spelled SITE. And of course, it's always in the show notes as well. So yeah, I'd love to hear of tools you're finding useful, or if any of the tools we've recommended you've used, you've liked, you've not liked, you've got a better alternative, do let us know, because you know that kind of feedback makes the show much better.
It does. And also, don't forget, we've got a special phone number that I can never remember, but it begins with a zero. That narrows it down a bit, which I say in the end bit. So if you've got a sort of, if you don't mind your voice being on the show, in fact, if you want your voice to go on the show, you'll be famous. So if you've got a question or a comment or a bit of feedback, leave it on that as well. But that's it. That's a wrap for today. I have been Andy White.
I've been Kelvin Newman, and I'm looking forward to speaking to you again soon.
See you soon. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us on the internet at www.internetmarketingpodcast.org, where you'll find show notes, links, and instructions on how to subscribe. We would absolutely love to get feedback, comments, and questions from you. If you want to send an email, send it to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. Also, feel free to comment on the website. And if you'd like to use our voice line number, if you're outside of the UK, it's +44 1273 256 150. If you're inside the UK, it's 01273 256 150. And you can leave a voice comment or question and we'll play it on the show. Also, we would absolutely be delighted if you would give us a rating on iTunes itself. Well, that's it for now. Andy White signing off until next week on Internet Marketing.
Welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.